Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. Going to be joined here for the first 30 minutes by Dr. Rob Lindstedt. Then we've got some clips we need to play. I just hung up the phone with Candace Taylor. Many of you remember Candace Taylor. She ran for governor of Georgia, and I think she had her primary stolen from her. I just talked to her. She had her home swatted at midnight Georgia time last night. This is becoming a common trend that people are swatting the homes of conservatives. Now, I don't, again, maybe most of these people don't have a relationship with their local police department like I have, but many of the people in that department, they definitely know who I am, and I'm friends with some of them. Some of them have now become detectives, and they're very close friends. We text, we talk, and they know to call me. They know, call him. They know if someone pulls that stunt with me, they'll call me on my cell phone. They already in my town have, I won't get into too many details. I didn't ask for it. They already have some security measures that I found out later were in place because they found out, you know, about threats and things that were happening. So thankfully, I live in a town where I have a great police department. They knew who I am. I'm friends with some of the people that are police detectives. I've known them since they were patrol officers. And that kind of thing won't work in my town because they would just call me on the phone. Hey, Brandon, everything all right? And if they don't get me, they'd call my wife because they all know her. So I would urge any of you conservatives out there, get to know your police department, get to know your sheriffs, get to know where they have your cell phone, get that of your spouse, any of your family members, so they can verify things with multiple people if they have to. Because this is becoming a common trend where conservatives are being swatted. And I guarantee you what they're hoping for. What they're hoping for is something will be misconstrued and I think the target will be shot and killed. That's what they're hoping. And I talked to Candace today. She'll be on my show tonight. I'm going to play a video of her a little later in the show. But joining me now is Dr. Rob, also breaking news with Dr. Peter McCullough. Another audio I'll bring you. Quite shocking. I'll probably play it here with Dr. Rob because it is so shocking. We're getting down to stuff that is in the transhumanism world. So shocking, and I don't even, it's so sci-fi, you can't even believe it's reality, but it is becoming reality. Dr. Peter McCullough, breaking news in the last 48 hours. We'll bring that clip to you. Joining me now is Dr. Rob Lindstedt. Dr. Lindstedt, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure to be with you.
And as you can see, folks, for radio today, for those watching by TV, we have him really with us. We've now gone to the ability to have our guest for the radio show / TV show at 1 to 2 actually on camera. So today, instead of having a phone graphic, we actually have him with us. So we got that worked out today. Thank you to Dalton at VCY and Logan for getting that hooked up. All right, Dr. Rob Lindstedt, you did a recent presentation on your website at Bible Tip Now, Bible Truth and Prophecy Now, BibleTIPNow.org, about this comment. And here is the comment from a Biden official about the liberal world order. Watch and listen to this. And we're going to have Dr. Rob Lindstedt bring us a biblical analysis and Bible prophecy analysis of this and other things in the news. Listen to this.
Sustainable. What do you say to those families who say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years. This is just not sustainable.
Well, what you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm.
Sustainable. What do you say to those families?
The future of the liberal world order. Dr. Lindstedt.
Well, you know, we could not make up a headline that would be as apropos to seeing the Bible fulfilled in terms of what the Bible said would take place in the last days as the little news clip that we just saw. A couple things that they say. Number one, he says we got to stand firm. In other words, they're not going to budge because they are determined to bring in this so-called New World Order. And they've also renamed it. They call it the Liberal World Order. And not only did they do that on this news clip, but a few days earlier, President Biden had said the Liberal World Order. And so where does this fit in terms of Bible prophecy? Well, there's going to be some really good handouts that we're going to put on the website of BTIP that you can download. But give us about an hour because this is just taking place as we're talking. But one of them is in Daniel chapter 2, and then the other is in Revelation chapter 17. And in Daniel chapter 2, remember there's a story of Nebuchadnezzar who has a dream. He doesn't know the meaning. His wise men can't figure it out, but Daniel does, and God interprets it for him. And the thing that's so critical on this, it goes through the list of nations. It goes through the world powers exactly in order. And then it talks about how that the iron legs, which represents Rome, the Roman Empire, that they will come back into existence, and the toes, the 10 toes, will be part of iron, part of clay. And during the time when those kings representing the 10 toes exist, it says that the kingdom of God will come and it will smite the image in the feet, not in the knee, not in the Roman Empire, so it's not the first coming to Christ, but in the feet, in the toes, in other words, the second coming to Christ. And it says that when that stone comes, it will crush the man-made world powers. It will grind them to powder, and that stone, the kingdom of God, will live forever. So we know the time frame when the kingdom of God will come. It will come when there's a revived Roman Empire. So we have this person talking about how come we got to put up with these $4 and $5 gas prices? Everyone knows that if we were using our own oil, you could divide that price by 4 or 5. But instead, he says, no, you got to put up with this. It's part of it. Why? They want to destroy America. Bringing in the New World Order is really like saying, let's destroy America. Because inflation, health conditions, the drug problem, the flow of people across the southern border, every one of these items are not because some catastrophe occurred to us. It's man-made. And so this New World Order, it's man-made. And so he says, okay, we got to put up with it. You got to hold firm because this is part of the whole process of bringing in this New World Order. So then the president comes and he verifies it. Now, one other piece of information that I think is important. At the present time, G7 is taking place. And again, we'll put the story on the BTIP website. And at G7, Emmanuel Macron, who is the president of the EU at the present time, his headline is this: we need to have a revived Roman Empire. He calls it a revived Roman Empire. But we're not putting words in his mouth. He calls it that. That's exactly what the Bible has said for 2,500 years. And then the very first piece of business that the replacement prime minister for Israel, Mr. Lapid, does, he meets with Emmanuel Macron, and here's the headline again, to talk about world peace. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27 says that when the Antichrist comes, he's going to bring Israel into the equation. He's going to promise them world peace. And at the end of 3.5 years out of a 7-year process or promise of peace, he said, the Bible says he'll interrupt the whole process. He'll disrupt it so that there's no peace at all. We couldn't write a scenario closer to the Bible than this. Now, Brandon, you and I know these things, but I think the rest of the world and even the churches today, they're not preaching this. They're afraid to. They're afraid to because they're afraid that persecution will come. They're afraid that what has happened to this lady who ran for governor is going to happen to preachers. And some of us who have been around for a while, we know that people are not going to like what we say. It doesn't matter. We either speak the truth. We tell them what God's word says. We tell them what our real view is. And we just say, okay, if they disagree, they disagree. Unfortunately, we live in a day and a time when the world now is becoming violent because if you have a biblical worldview, if you have a conservative worldview, they don't want to hear us.
Well, you know, what's interesting is, you know, Emmanuel Macron, Emmanuel, God with us.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you this.
What a name.
Yeah, but I have been watching him for a long time and thought he's young enough. He has the looks. And he has the name, and I thought, you know, I'll put him on my short list to watch for an Antichrist figure. I mean, about it. Emmanuel, God with us. And I'm reading another report today that he baffled a crowd. He baffled a press corps that he wanted to reign as a Jupiterian president. Quote, a remote, dignified figure like the Roman god of gods who weighs his rare pronouncements carefully. This is supposedly what he said, you know, back in 2017. I don't know if folks remember this or not, but this is getting really weird.
Well, you know, again, like I say, these headlines, we couldn't make them up. Because recently, I'm talking at the end of 2020, the Pope actually endorsed him and said, you need to take over the leadership of the European Union. You need to become the global leader. That's what you call him, the global leader. Last year, as Germany went through a transition, Merkel said, Macron, you're the new leader. Lead us forward in this whole process. So this guy gets elected to the presidency. He talks about a revived Roman Empire. Every aspect he's doing, he wants to accept this. My point is this. Satan has always had his man that would be available for the Antichrist to use or to be.
Yes.
And so he's fitting the description. I don't think he's read the Bible and said, okay, I need to go to Israel and make peace. I don't think he's read the Bible and says, I need to bring these nations together. I think he's just doing what his natural ambition is. But you see, Satan is willing to feed that because Satan will use him. He'll use technology. He'll use political people that want power. My fear is that in our Congress, in our governmental system right now, I think there are people that are devil-influenced, devil-possessed. And so when Satan has a man like this that's hungry for power, he will give him whatever money, whatever power he wants, because Satan wants to use him to get in a position where the world will trust him. Right now, the world's looking to him, because look how many weak leaders we have in the world. Every country is going a leadership change. Israel, you know, 5 or 6 new elections in 3 years. It's almost ridiculous. In the United States, have you ever seen a time when the president's been more unpopular? And even his own party says, we got to get rid of him. So story after story says we have a weak leader. Again, we come to Revelation chapter 17, and the handout that we'll have available, you'll see the verses right there, and it says that when these leaders get their power, they'll rule 1 hour. They'll be so overwhelmed that they'll give all their power and authority to this Antichrist. And the Antichrist comes in. He accepts this power. And once he does that, there's no turning back. That's when he will make his ruling, saying, you got to worship me. You got to take my mark. You got to pledge yourself to me. In order for that to be true, in order for the New World Order to come in, America must fall. And if we continue on the course that we're on, we'll fall fast. Look at inflation. Look at the prices. Look what's crumbling in America, including the moral fiber of our country, as well as all these other issues.
Absolutely. Hold right there. Dr. Rob Lynn said his website, BibleTipNow.org, BibleTipNow.org, says for Bible Truth and Ministry, BibleTipNow.org. He's talking about the free handout. He's going to have all of this up with a free download at BibleTipNow.org later today. Come back. We're also going to play for Dr. Rob Lindstedt a startling clip from our friend Dr. Peter McCullough, who will be with us at our Ozarks Worldview Weekend, the middle of October on Lake of the Ozarks at that annual 19th annual conference. So don't go away. Breaking news.
The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Tickets are now available, and just like last year, it will sell out this year as well. We only have seating for 1,000 people, filled up last year in 2021, and 2022 is sure to do the same. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Join us for the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. The resort is right on the water. It's all inclusive. You come there and you stay and your meals are there and you register for our conference. And we have a great lineup this year. Keynote speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, internist and cardiologist, an expert on pandemics and bioweapons. We'll have with us CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, expert on technocracy and globalism, Annie Cyrus, born in Iran and an expert on the Middle East, Dr. Lee Merritt, former military surgeon and expert on bioweapons, Dr. Andy Woods, pastor, lawyer, and also expert on Bible prophecy, Terry Turchi, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, author and journalist, an expert on illegal immigration and the border crisis, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston, she is a bioweapons analyst. This is the incredible lineup. There's also the option of the Thursday night banquet concert, and then also the luncheon on Saturday, the WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday. Now, these things on Thursday night and the luncheon on Saturday are optional. You don't have to attend those if you don't want to, but you can. And you can get your tickets along with your general seating or your priority seating tickets for the conference itself at WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Be sure to call the resort. Use that promo code WRLD, or just say Worldview Weekend, or the code WRLD, and you will get the weekend rate when you book your room reservations at the Tantara Margaritaville Resort, right there on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline, rolling hills of the Ozarks. It's gorgeous. So don't delay. It will sell out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can call Melissa and or text her at 901-825-0652, 901-825-0652, 901-825-0652. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. We are busy, busy, busy here. Not only do I have this show every day, 1 to 2 Central, but I also have, of course, my Worldview Report, which has now been picked up by 6 TV networks, Worldview Report, and you can watch it on TV 30 in Milwaukee every night at 10 p.m., as well as other outlets, as well as, of course, at WVWTV.com. I'm starting a Sunday morning news magazine program for the fall that will be kind of the alternative to, like, liberal Meet the Press and that kind of thing. And we are right now talking with adding someone to our team that will help with being associate producer for a new 30-minute financial news report that I'm working on. There's so much going on in the financial market. We're also working on a new financial news program that we'll be putting out as well. There's so much, folks, and we're trying to produce the quality content. It helps you understand the times and know how God would have us to respond. Well, one guy that helps us do that is Dr. Rob Lindstedt, and his website's BibleTIPNow.org. Dr. Lindstedt, my friend Dr. Peter McCullough will be with us in the Ozarks along with others, and he recently was on a show and had this to say. This is over at worldviewreport.com, worldviewreport.com, if you guys want to look for the link there. Sweden study shows COVID jab can modify the DNA. Modify the DNA. Listen to what Dr. Peter McCullough has just said.
Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
Wow.
And so in simple terms, what does that mean, Dr. Bartlett?
Thank you for making it simple. So basically, there's an enzyme that can take that messenger RNA vaccine information and put it into the DNA of the person, into their DNA. Mm. And we were told that could not happen. So this is in a lab, but it's showing
really?
That the you remember the vaccine is messenger RNA.
Yeah.
And we were told that that messenger RNA could not go into your DNA, but this is showing that in a lab it can.
And so what happens when it does, Dr. Gold?
Well, can I answer slightly different than your question?
Yeah.
So one of the fun things about the last couple of years being a doctor and lawyer is this is a very interesting opportunity, and I think we're going to be bringing another lawsuit because there's actually federal law that you cannot discriminate against people for genetic discriminations. I forgot the acronym. I think it's a GINA, G-I-N-A.
GINA.
GINA, right? So this now opens the door to saying that if you're not allowing somebody in who chose not to get the shot, that you're actually engaging in genetic discrimination. So I think there's this Sweden study, I think, opens the door to a new type of lawsuit.
If you're pregnant and you have this done, can that then affect your baby?
Yes. See, this is the alarming finding. The CDC says on its website very explicitly, this will not change your DNA. The paper that came out of Sweden. Now, there'll be many more to confirm it. And the steps are to, A, confirm it, to confirm that the entire code is installed, and then to actually confirm that it's expressed, meaning that the spike protein now is continuously expressed from human cells. But because the lipid nanoparticles are taken up everywhere, that means somatic cells in your organs, but also your gametocytes, actually the cells that actually are the sperm and the egg, if they are carrying it, that indeed means that, in fact, it could be passed to the daughter cells.
So that could be open up for birth defects. And
yes.
And all.
Wow. Okay, this is troubling. We just did a series with Dr. Andy Woods, Dr. Lindstedt, on As It Was in the Days of Noah. And we know that there was a demonic fooling around with the human DNA, the human code. The Genesis 6 describes this, that the demons, the demonic realm, were in some way procreating with the daughters of men and creating this Nephilim. I don't believe those are around active today. Some do. I personally don't believe they're around active today. I think those demons were bound in eternal chains, as we read in the scriptures, and I don't think this kind of thing is going on anymore. You can tell me if you think it is. But I do think when it says, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be before the return of the Son of Man, there are many things. The increase of violence, you know, going on with life as normal, giving in marriage and eating, etc., fooling around with the code, the DNA code. There are many examples, but this is definitely one of them. You want to comment on this, please?
Yes, I'd be happy to. I believe that this is why God had to destroy the human race, except for the family of Noah and his three sons and their wives. They were the only ones that were pure in terms of their genetics. And so we know that Satan wanted to destroy the human race from the reason of not allowing a redeemer to come, because that was a promise that God made. And so God did it in order to bring a salvation factor to us. We look at what's taking place today, and here's the thing that's so frustrating to me. Who do we trust? We have people that are employed by the government who supposedly are looking out after the national health interest of our country. And what we find later is that they're taking money under the table, whether it's for them personally or whether it's for grants that are issued to them. That's not fair. That's wrong. The whole idea that it can affect birth, that's true. It can affect even life now. And so what we see concerning Satan and the power that Satan has, number one, he lies. He lied to Adam and Eve. The Gospel of John says that he's the father of lies. Next, we read in Thessalonians chapter 1 and in 4, and later in the book of Revelation, it says he deceives. Matthew 24, four times it uses the words he deceives. So he lies, he deceives. And next, it's fear. He's going to control us by fear. All these things make it so that we give up rights. And so we begin to wear masks. We begin to take vaccinations that we don't trust or believe. Why? Because we're so afraid that we're going to get deathly sick. We watch people die by the hundreds. I think you can make a case that really those people who introduced this disease to us, because it really is man-made, those people could be tried for murder, because they did what they did to control the population. They did what they did for wealth. And so I'm not trying to talk people into the vaccine or out of the vaccine. I'm just saying it appears that there's a huge risk, and we were never told about that. Matter of fact, we were lied about that. So I see it as part of the way that Satan can control. Right now, isn't it amazing that he can control who goes to work and who doesn't? That's what the Bible said would take place. He control whether you can go in and get food or not. We're watching this take place. These things are what the Bible predicted would be in the last days. I personally think that the Bible also says that judgment's going to come. Remember, he gave this warning to those of Noah's day because judgment was coming. He gave a way of salvation. It was the ark. And people scorned Noah. They turned. I'm sure they laughed at him. It's not just the whole population, but if you go back and look at the Bible, Noah had dozens of nephews, dozens of nieces, aunts and uncles, neighbors. These people laughed at Noah so that they didn't even go into the ark. Why? Because they sought to believe what was around them as opposed to the warning from God. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says that he will judge us. We're aborting babies. We're doing drugs. Pornography is one of the biggest businesses in the world. We turn from a moral conscience to no conscience. We've outlined and outruled the Bible and prayer. Our country's in a mess. We need to repent. We need to get back to God. And I'm not so much concerned now as a country, although I wish that would happen, but individually, people need to get right with God, because judgment's going to come. The Bible is clear that judgment will come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about some other things in the news that I want to get your perspective on before you have to run. Here's one. White House: Iran is preparing to send armed drones to Russia for Ukraine war. And I also am reading that Putin's about to visit Iran, by the way. What do you make of this when we see this increasing militarization or military relationship between Iran and Russia? There's a Bible prophecy thought here, is there not, Dr. Rob?
Oh, boy. Yeah, there sure is. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, it speaks of the fact that when Russia comes against Israel, they're going to come to take a spoil. I personally think it's going to have to do with the gas and the oil that they have. But among the close partners of Russia is Persia. That's the word used in the Bible, which is modern-day Iran. And so when we see these nations coming together, there's two things that it speaks to me. Number one, again, we see that we must be living in the last days. You know, these countries weren't even good friends for a long time.
Right.
It's only been the last 25 years that they've decided to get together. Why do they get together? They have a common enemy. Their enemy is Israel, and that's what the Bible said. And so I see that they're partners in the Bible, just what we're reading in the news. And isn't it amazing that now the United States, we're afraid to go back and to take a stand against them on the nuclear power situation? Why in the world would we ever allow someone like Iran to continue to develop nuclear weapons? That ought to be an automatic no from every person and every party that's in this country. They've already said, here's what we want to do. We want to destroy the big Satan, and we want to destroy the little Satan. The big Satan is the United States. Why in the world will we ever try to negotiate a peace or be soft on the people that said they're going to destroy us? I really wonder, I guess I know. They want to see America destroyed. This is what is so sad and so sick about the situation. When they tell us they want to destroy us, and then we continue to supply them and not to block in every way we possibly can, I really think there's something wrong with those leaders. That's why I say I think they're devil-influenced and devil-possessed.
Absolutely. All right, Dr. Rob, here's the headline from the AP. Putin set to visit Iran next week. So, again, this will, I think, be one of the first times he's traveled outside of Russia since the Ukraine war started. So very interesting, all that's lining up. Okay, anything else you want to tell our audience before I know you have to run to a meeting?
I do. Well, I think I think they'll really enjoy those handouts because I think they will help you to put into perspective the news. Because anytime you can read the headlines and then you can read a passage in the Bible, remember these passages, these headlines, they were put there 2,000 plus years ago. God gave them to us so that we would know, so that we'd be prepared for these last days. And we're living in those last days. And my plea with people is to return to God, return to the Bible. See what the Bible says about what's going to take place in the last days.
Absolutely. There you're seeing on the screen, for those that are watching by television, Bible Tip Now, BibleTIPNow.org, BibleTIPNow.org. And you're going to have the handout up there sometime later today, Dr. Linstead?
Yes, give us about an hour or two, and we'll have that handout, and people can download it free.
Awesome. Thank you, as always, for your ministry, your great work. And if anyone's living near Wichita, Kansas, you have a wonderful Christian school there, too, don't you?
We sure do. We'd be happy to have them come and visit us.
And what grade? Is it kindergarten through 12th grade?
Yeah, PK through 12th grade. It's called Sunrise Christian Academy.
Excellent. And Dr. Linstead, let us know when there's other breaking news. We love to get you back on as soon as we can.
Okay, thanks so much.
Dr. Rob Linstead checking in. I hope you'll check out his website, BibleTIPNow.org, BibleTIPNow.org. All right, we're going to come back with some more audio clip. This next one is going to be my friend Candace Taylor, who ran for governor in Georgia. I think she was cheated. She had like 60,000 volunteers and supposedly got 40,000 votes. Does that even sound right? But we're going to hear from her. She recorded a message. Her home was swatted last night. She'll also be my guest live tonight, but you got to hear this. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we have just received a new shipment of freeze-dried food, and we have a new website where you can purchase it. It's wvwtvstore.com. That's the new website, wvwtvstore.com. Again, WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, wvwtvstore.com. It has a 25-year shelf life. All the details are there, 2,000 calories a day. Great description of exactly each entree, what you're getting. We have the 2-week plan, we have the 4-week plan, we have the 3-month plan, 6-month plan, and many of you have asked for a plan that's 1 year, a 1-year food supply. That's what I have. And many of you have asked for that. We added it. It's all available now at wvwtvstore.com. Now, I do want to tell you, on some of it, we're eating some of the cost of the shipping. In other words, we're not charging you for some of these plans what the shipping actually cost us. We're going to go ahead and eat the cost of some of the shipping. And if you want to know why shipping is expensive, well, for like the 1-year plan, that's a lot of buckets. That's a lot of weight. So again, you need to know that we're not charging you what the full price of the shipping is, because again, we're trying to be reasonable here. Look, we want to offer you this service. We appreciate your buying it from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. We know you could buy it somewhere else, but when you buy it from us, you're also helping to support WVW Broadcast Network. Now, again, as we get into the fall, there's talk of pandemics and rolling blackouts and World War III and all the things that are going on in this world. The demand for freeze-dried food is going back up. We've actually had times and periods where the company says to us, we can't provide you with anything for right now. You're going to have to wait a few weeks. In some cases, they've even said a few months. We had to flip to another company because the company we were originally with stopped making it available to us as a distributor for months. So we have a great company we're working with. We appreciate them. We're getting shipments. But folks, when the demand kicks in, we can't guarantee you we can get it. If we can't get it, we can't offer it to you. So I would urge you to order while we can get it to you. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there. If you prefer to order over the phone, you can call 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also text Melissa at that number and give her your name and your number and say, hey, call me when you can. She's swamped, folks, so be patient with her. She's absolutely swamped. But you can text her at 901-825-0652 or call her. Better to text her if you can, and then she'll call you as soon as she's able to. 901-825-0652. Otherwise, place your order at wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com, while we have it and while we can ship it to you. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Glad you are with us. All right, so we also have today the sad news that Candace Taylor had her home swatted last night, about midnight. This is, again, something that sadly is This is something, sadly, that is increasing. This is the second person I know that we work with so far in the last month or so that's had this happen. Here is her comments about this on her social media platform.
I just want everybody to know that I was just swatted. In my hometown where I was born and I grew up my whole life, my children were woken up from their bed. Trauma doesn't even begin to explain what just happened at my house. I have it all on video. Now, in my police and sheriff's defense, they thought they were protecting me because they had a call, voice to text, female voice, saying that they had shot their husband 5 times and was going to shoot themselves. So they came with all their weapons, rifles shot at, pointed at my house, ready to shoot if they needed to kill me when I opened the door. And I have it all on my video. And I'm in the shower. I get out of the shower, and my 17-year-old, who was asleep, comes in there hysterical. Mama, there are police all out by my truck. They're walking our yard. I said, what? I am in a towel. Just got out of the shower. He is like, Mama, they got rifles at our house. My 14-year-old gets up, comes in there crying, hysterical. My husband's staying calm. I'm trying to stay calm. I call one of the investigators. He tells me to call 911 because he was asleep. I woke him up. And she tells me, the dispatch worker, what was reported. Now, my little town's never heard of swatting, but I have, because I've had dear friends who were swatted. I've had people that were murdered because they stepped out their front door with rifles pointed at them that killed them. I know people that happened to. And I'm telling you right now, this is wrong. I don't care what political party you are. This is evil. This is wrong. This is not okay. And I will find out who swatted my house, and I will do everything in my power to bring them to justice. And I'm telling you, everybody listening to this, you better stand up for your rights, because it could be you next.
She's absolutely right. And the traitors at the FBI, my guess is they will do nothing. They will do nothing. And I'm pretty sure if they wanted to find out who did this, they could. And I'm pretty sure if this was a progressive Marxist that had this done to them, they would get to the bottom of it. But unfortunately, this happened to a conservative, self-professing Christian who is talking about voter fraud, gubernatorial candidate for Georgia. She does not fit the narrative. She does not fit the narrative. So this is pathetic. It's dangerous. You could easily get killed having someone do this to you or your home. And like I said, this is the second person I work with closely that I know has had this happen to them this year. All of them conservative public figures. I even have to wonder if our own government does this. Maybe it's our own central federal Marxist government that's actually the ones doing this. We're going to take your calls on everything we're talking about today. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Here's another article today that's very interesting over at Zero Hedge. World braces for Europe's July 22nd doomsday. They have doomsday in quotes. 2 weeks ago, in previewing the scheduled 10-day shutdown of the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, which supplies the bulk of European natural gas usage, courtesy of Russia, for maintenance, we quoted DBFX strategist George Saravalos, if that's how you say it, that if the gas shutoff is not resolved in coming weeks, This would lead to a broadening out of energy disruption with material upfront effects on economic growth and, of course, much higher inflation. Or as he put it, quote, beyond the market's worries about slower global growth in recent months, what is unfolding is Europe in recent days is a fresh, big, negative supply shock, end quote. As such, DB's Jim Reed said that July 22nd, the day gas is supposed to come back online, could be the most important day of the year. Quote, while we all spend most of our market time thinking about the Fed and a recession, I suspect what happens to Russia gas in H2 is potentially an even bigger story. Of course, by July 22nd, parts may have been found and the supply might start to normalize. Anyone who tells you they know what is going to happen here is guessing, but as minimum, it should be a huge vocal point for everyone in markets, end quote. Fast forward to today, when one day after the start of the scheduled 10-day shutdown period, which has already sent flows through to NS1 pipeline to basically zero. And the market is now focusing on the worst-case scenario. What happens if Russia cuts off all gas on July 22nd, the day even Bloomberg has now dubbed Europe's doomsday scenario? Folks, are we getting ripe for a world war? A lot of things going on. I don't know if you saw my Worldview Report newscast last night. But we have the guy that's in charge of the Texas grid. But the Texas grid is its own grid. There are three grids in America, three power grids. Take the Mississippi, go to the east, one grid. Take the Mississippi River, go west, a power grid. And then Texas is its own power grid. The head of Texas Power Grid is saying, due to the foolishness, really, if you read between the lines, due to the foolishness of the green agenda, we don't have enough energy. Here it is. Texas authorities urgently beg residents to turn off air conditioning because there's no wind to power the windmills. They don't have enough fossil fuel energy, apparently. The Biden regime is pushing this even more. Do you think this is all a mistake? No, it is not a mistake. The goal is to persecute the American people, to persecute, punish, if necessary, starve out the American people. They could care less if people die. Again, the World Economic Forum wants you to eat bugs. They've openly stated this. I'm not making this up for anyone that's new. They want you to eat synthetic meat. You got Bill Gates buying up large quantities of land. China buying up large quantities of land. China buying up our meat processing plants. You got Biden shipping our strategic oil reserves to China. And now we have a bill, as I talked about in my nightly news report, the Worldview Report, that you can watch if you haven't seen it at WVWTV.com. WVWTV.com. We now have a bill in California that will make it illegal to be an owner-operator, to be a truck driver, an 18-wheel truck driver, owner-operator. You know what that is, folks, right? Owner-operator? That's a guy that drives who owns his own rig, the owner-operator. This bill will reportedly put 70,000 truckers out of business unless they unionize and join the unions. And that's what this is all about. Joining many of the unions that have been taken over by the communists. And of course, we know, going back to the 50s, how the communists like to penetrate the unions. We know the communists like to penetrate the unions and use them for political pressure. Remember the old saying, pressure from above, pressure from below. That's the communist tactic I've written and talked about for so many years. Pressure from above, pressure from below. John Stormer wrote about it, talked about it in his excellent book, None Dare Call It Treason. Pressure from above, from the Biden regime, from the Pelosi Congress, Speaker of the House. Pressure, agitating from above, agitating from below at the street level. What do you think is going to happen if we lose 70,000 truckers when we already have so many of the older truckers retiring? Where do a lot of our goods come from, folks? They come from the West Coast when they come into those cargo ports, right? The shipping ports in California. And they get put on trucks and come to your community. What are you going to do when we have 70,000 less truckers? And why would California want to do this? Because, again, apparently the communists have taken over, the CCP certainly have taken over San Francisco. They've taken over Sacramento. And this is a great way for them to control the American people. Remember what I said in my series last year? What, 8, 9 Sunday nights in a row? The great collapse is necessary for the great reset. And I gave you, what, 7 or 8 Fs? The 7 or 8 Fs for control and collapse, or for collapse and control. Food, firearms, get control of the food, get control of the firearms. Finances, get control of the finances, digital currency. We see right now, China is shutting off the bank accounts of those that are disagreeing, that are, their money's just gone. Digital currency, social credit scores. And we see big corporations now are pushing social credit scores for corporations called ESG, Environmental Social Governance, ESG. So we're not only moving towards social credit scores here in America for individuals and a digital currency to turn you off when they finally have transferred the wealth with massive inflation. And that's, again, what John Maynard Keynes said. By this continuous process of inflation, we can destroy the majority of people's wealth, and not one man in a million will know what we're doing. But while it impoverishes some, while it impoverishes many, it enriches some. That's the full quote. That's the full quote. While it impoverishes many, while it impoverishes most, it actually enriches others. Who's it enrich? The elite, the bankers. What are they doing? They know what's coming. Go look at how much gold they're buying up. Look at how much BlackRock and these other big financial firms are buying up hard assets. They're buying up real assets. What is the Bible describes as real wealth? What's the Bible describe as wealth? Gold, silver, houses, land, cattle. I'm not so sure I'd want to be in cattle today with the up and down of that market. And with the grain prices I'm looking at, these poor farmers and their grain prices, I think cattle prices were not too bad, but now look at the grain prices are. The grain prices are horrible. And we've had ranchers call in here and talk about what it costs for them to raise that animal. And they're not making a lot of money by the time they care for it, feed it, they get it to market, and a lot of the stockyards, the slaughterhouses are doing pretty good. And China owns a lot of those. So I'm not so sure I want to be in cattle, but land, houses, gold, silver. And what are the central banks doing? Buying up gold and silver like you can't believe. Go look. They know it's coming. They know this paper dollar will be worthless. What are they doing? They're taking the paper dollars that are being created, and they're converting it to gold and silver. This is one reason why, by the way, you're seeing paper money, or excuse me, gold and silver bought. You're seeing gold and silver bought on paper. That's just how they buy it on paper, dump it, suppresses the price, and they rush in and buy up more gold and silver. Price gets up there, they buy more in paper, dump it, bring the price back down, rush in and buy more. I think this is what we call naked shorts. I think this is absolutely what's going on. Absolutely what's going on. So supply chains are getting worse, but the grid operator in Texas said, you know what the problem is? If some of these parts on these huge transformers get fried, it could be weeks or months. Weeks or months before we get replacement parts. 1-800-347-9829. We'll go to your calls next.
In March of 2022, Biden signed an executive order dealing with cryptocurrencies. The Federal Reserve and the Secretary of the Treasury are all talking about America moving to digital currencies. Many nations are now talking about moving to digital currency. My friends, I've been warning folks for years that when they go to a digital currency combined with social credit scores, they'll be able to turn you off, turn off your bank account, just like that. We saw recently in Canada where they implemented emergency powers and began to seize the bank accounts of people that simply were doing peaceful protesting in favor of freedom and liberty. We already know that in America, we who are patriotic conservative Christians have been deemed domestic terrorists for showing up at school board meetings and letting our school boards know we don't want our children taught Marxism under the guise of critical race theory. We don't want the mandated mask onto our children. We don't want mandated vaccines. And yet that has many labeled by the FBI as potential or actually domestic terrorist. We now know that the World Economic Forum, openly in their own documents, is calling for a digital currency and digital ID for everyone in the world. And we know the Biden regime is fully on board. They openly state that your digital identity will be tied to social credit scores and your ability to get a loan will be tied to that information. Why would you be under the thumb of the globalists and the elite when you already know what it is they're saying about you and what they're doing in America and around the world? Why would you leave yourself vulnerable to them turning off your account, leaving you helpless? My friends, I believe this is where precious metals come in. I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And for years, I've been advising my audience to take seriously becoming educated on the issue of precious metals, and particularly numismatic. Many people don't even know what numismatic coins are. They're coins that are 1933 and older, and by law, they're private. It's a great way, I believe, for people to store their wealth, not to make money, but to protect your money as a hedge against inflation. If you want to get a free report with no obligation, I urge you to call my friend Wes Peters. I've been working with Swiss America as a sponsor of our organization and conferences for over 15 years. Wes is a retired Marine. You can text him your name and number, and he'll send you the packet of information, no obligation. You don't even have to call him. You can simply text his cell phone at 602-558-8585. Give him your mailing address. Say, I want the free packet of information Brandon talked about, and it'll be on its way. Just text him your name and address to 602-558-8585. Then after you get the packet of information, go through it. And when you're ready to have your questions answered, you can call Wes back. That number again to text your name and address to get the free packet of information that's no obligation is 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Don't you think you've been given plenty of warning for what's coming? Isn't it time for a prudent man, a wise man, to take refuge?
All right, welcome back. Glad you were with us. Let's go right to the phones. They're lit up. 1-800-347-9829. Let's start out with our friend Zoe in Illinois. Hi, Zoe. Thanks for calling in today, Zoe.
Hi, Brandon. I just wanted to. You mentioned Macron of France and
yes.
Jeffrey Greider of Now the End Begins. He thinks he may be the Antichrist, and I think it's interesting. I haven't studied him enough to know what I think, but I'm fascinated. So I just thought I'd mention that to you.
Well, thank you, Zoe. Yeah, there's many little antichrists, the Bible says. I think as Rob said, Satan doesn't know when the end what times will be, so he has to have a antichrist figure for every generation, Hitler, Nero, et cetera, et cetera. But I certainly would keep my eye on Macron. Just the things he says, the things he pushes, his name, Emmanuel, God with us. I mean, the whole thing is just, you know, and of course the problem is the one we think it is always probably, as soon as you think that person could be it, it wouldn't be that person, right? It can't be that easy. I don't think it can be, can it? But anyway, he's certainly someone worth keeping your eye on. I think we could call him a little antichrist for sure. Let's go to Jeremy, line two. Jeremy in Minnesota, thank you for calling in today, Jeremy.
Hey, Brandon, thanks for taking my call. You were mentioned earlier about bringing on a financial guru, and I was just going to ask you, being from Tennessee, if you knew Dave Ramsey, because every time I listen to him, he says everything is going to be all right, and we're just getting too worked up, and the sky's not going to fall, and I just wondered what you thought about that. He claims to be a born-again believer, and I think he is, but he's not really worried about anything
yeah.
collapsing or anything.
Yeah. Our two motor coaches were parked next to each other years ago in Northern Virginia at a church where he did a conference, and then we came in right after him and did one. We walked by each other, but I didn't know who he was at the time. But I'm not particularly a big fan of Dave Ramsey for the reasons you just discussed right there. I'm not so sure how much he really understands the Bible prophecy, or how much he really understands what's going on. I'm always leery of guys, and this is my opinion, I'm always leery of guys that are pushing financial planners, and if he's one of the guys that sells his commercials and spots and to financial planners, then these guys tend to go where the money flows, right? And he tends to be, I've heard him on the radio, being very, very hostile to commodities. Again, I think that's foolish. The central banks are buying up commodities for a reason. But I understand, if you're in a certain market, you don't make money. You don't make money when you talk to people about precious metals. I don't know. Maybe he could go get a sponsor that does, and then he would. I don't know what he's got. I don't listen to him. But I have heard him be very critical of precious metals and commodities. And reality is, people, that the way he talked about it, told me he didn't really understand it. He talks about stocks like they're so great long term. As I understand from the 1929 crash, some people had to wait to the 60s to come even again. So don't give me this malarkey about, you know, the long term history of the stock market. Yeah, well, that's great. You know, what's a recession? When your neighbor loses his job? What's a depression? When you lose yours. So it's easy to say things until it happens to you. The whole key, I think, is to be diversified. I personally don't play the stock market. I think it's a rigged game. I think most of these corporations are lying about their financials. That's my opinion. I think there's a federal plunge protection team that props things up, pumps in money. I think a lot of it's artificial. I think it's legalized gambling. If people make money at it, good for them. I don't like it. I don't trust it. I don't want anything to do with it. But I understand if that's your paradigm and your advertisers and financial planners that work with you, that's their paradigm, then great. But he shouldn't be criticizing, in my opinion, people that are diversifying into precious metals. Because, again, no one's saying take 50% of your assets and go into precious metals. You're talking maybe 5, 10%, okay? And you're not doing it to make money. And people that do it to make money, well, I think they're doing it for the wrong reason. People that do it are doing it as a hedge against inflation, to have some privacy, particularly if they're talking about numismatic, 1933 and older, and to not be under the thumb of the global elite, to have something as a store of wealth. And people say, well, you're not going to take it to the grocery store and use it. No, but you could wait until a currency inflates away, like in Zimbabwe. And anyone that had it, guess what? Their money was still way worth more after Zimbabwe hyperinflation, where they were literally printing trillion-dollar bills. So I'm not a big fan. I think I made that pretty clear. Thank you, Jeremy. Let's go to line four. Robert, line four. Robert, thanks for calling in, Robert.
Yes, Brandon. This, what I want to know is this. Okay, instead of this kangaroo court January 6th thing that's going on, why people are not enraged, I mean just enraged and protesting and everything about Biden sending all this oil and everything over to China?
Well, they should be outraged, and I think more and more people are getting outraged, and I think the polls are showing that this is now a bipartisan contempt against Biden. The Democrats don't like him. The Republicans don't like him. Nobody likes him. And now his wife, of course, this morning, if you haven't heard, I guess went and spoke to an Hispanic group and said something about Hispanics are about as unique or something as breakfast tacos. And so that was really kind of a racist comment, in my opinion. So I think everybody is sick of them. They're an embarrassment. I mean, we all thought, I'm going to date myself here, Robert. We all thought, you know, Jimmy Carter's brother, Billy Carter, made Jimmy look bad. You know, Jimmy Carter... his brother looked like a saint almost compared to Hunter Biden. I mean, you guys remember Billy Carter? I mean, yeah. Billy Carter. Oh, my. You're probably not old enough to remember Billy Carter, are you, Robert?
Yes, I'm 58.
Okay, well, you are old enough to remember. You sound young. All right, so you remember him, but then look what we got with Hunter Biden. And now we see that Joe has apparently been right in there with all of this. So this guy is such a national security threat to our nation, but even the Democrats have had it with him. Absolutely. Thank you, Robert. Always great to hear from you. Jeremy, line one. Jeremy from the UP, Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Go ahead, Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Oh, thank you so much. I just want to thank you for bringing up China. I just want to make a quick point. I was doing some research this morning. I never knew that so many companies were in contract with China to build their products. And I knew it was a lot, but not to the extent that it is. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. It is absolutely shocking, isn't it, Jerry? It is absolutely shocking. And, of course, we'd love to have more of those products made back here at home, wouldn't we? But every time we turn around, this government is penalizing people, penalizing the entrepreneur, penalizing the person that's willing to take their capital and put it at risk. The regulations, the red tape, and now, of course, the fuel prices and the food prices and all the supply chain. I mean, some poor people just can't run their business because they can't get product. Any of you building a house right now? How's that going for you? How's that going for you getting parts? Any of you having your house remodeled? How's that going for you right now? Any of you trying to do some maintenance updates? How about the parts for semi-trucks? We're hearing that's going to be a real problem, if not already. Hang on, folks. The Great Reset, as we've been telling you. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brannon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com. And use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.